To the phone lines again, and the Sligo Chess and Culture Festival 2026 will take place over 10 days from January 30th to February 8th. Will be held in the Diamond Coast Hotel in Inniscrone, and they're expanding from a 3-day weekend tournament to a 10-day four tournament festival with additional activities. There are some things that the public can get involved with as well. So let's say a very good morning to the organiser of the Sligo Chess and Culture Festival, Craig DuBois, who's with us. Craig, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning and thanks for having me.
Great to have you with us on the programme. So first of all, the big takeaway from all of this, Craig, is that you're expanding, which was a 3-day weekend tournament, is now a 10-day four tournament festival. So it goes to show you the popularity.
Yeah, I mean, you know, last year we sold out the weekend tournament about 3 weeks ahead of time, and we maxed out about 225 players. Now, we've always had dreams and aspirations to go as big as we can, you know, to compete with some of the major European chess events. So once we sold out 3 weeks ahead of time last year, we said, okay, now it's this year is the time to go to the next step. And for us, that meant festival and adding more tournaments, including one of those tournaments, by the way, is a nine-round tournament, which means that if the tournament has a sufficiently strong players in it and players who well, they can earn credit towards master titles like Grandmaster or International Master, things of that nature. So, No, we're really happy and you know, yeah, it represents a big step for us, certainly.
How strong is chess here in the West of Ireland?
Well, I mean, it certainly, it's obviously Dublin is the major population center in Ireland, and so a lot of the things revolve around Dublin. There's certainly, from the club perspective, we see a lot of uptake in terms of kids, and we've got a decent number of adults that come on a weekly basis as well. I know that speaking to people who've reached out to me for helping set up new clubs in their area. So it's certainly growing, and the Sligo Chess Club and the Sligo Chess and Culture Festival hope to be an engine for that development. Obviously, chess in recent years has experienced an explosion in growth. This is almost sort of a golden age for chess at the moment because of the Queen's Gambit show on Netflix a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And also online chess during COVID. It's a game that can be played easily online. So, you know, it is quite, there are quite a few people that play chess at the moment, particularly online. Part of the job is to convert those online players to over the board players, as we call them. So certainly growing. And you know, we're doing our best to encourage that.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, actually, with regards to that explosiveness of the growth of chess. But you highlighted it there that you know, COVID had a big part to play with regards to people playing it more online at home. And indeed, when a TV show as well on Netflix, that'll certainly help the popularity, because many of us would have played it at a younger level when in school, and perhaps, you know, may just have not kept it up over the years. But it is a great game, isn't it? It's very challenging. It's good for the mind.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are studies been done about, I mean, people always think that, hey, it's good for math and kind of, it's kind of STEM adjacent. And I think that's true, although that's not been proven through studies. But what has been proven is the social aspect and how it helps to bring people together and to allow particularly children to communicate to each other on a social level in a way that they might not have done otherwise. Mm-hmm. In fact, there is an organization in Ireland called Fihil, which I believe is Chess in Irish. Their website is fihil.ie, and they promote chess through primary schools in Ireland. So they will work, they'll give, train up teachers, and the teachers will kind of run chess clubs in the schools, and they'll put on tournaments. In fact, at the festival, one of the mornings where we have a free morning, we're inviting in Fihil to run a primary school tournament using our professional grade setup.
It's great. I mean,
you know, definitely the social side. I think also logic, strategic planning, you know, these are all benefits of playing chess. And also, I mean, it is fun and kids do enjoy it. And, you know, once you learn the basic rules, obviously it can be a complicated game. You know, there are something like 121 different possible states of the game after only three moves. So it's not straightforward, but the rules are straightforward. and kids can pick those up pretty quickly and get on with it.
Mm. As I said, it's a 10-day festival, but it's not just all about the chess. You have some themed social events as well. You have an astronomy night, a guided nature experiences, traditional music sessions, and also a community beach cleanup as well. So you really are making this more than just chess. You're really going for the cultural and community aspect of it as well.
Absolutely. We want to engage with the local community. We want to animate the region. We want to bring domestic and international tourists to the area. So, yeah, obviously, not everyone's going to play in a chess tournament, although there will be some new people playing, who just because it's here, they will get involved and perhaps start, who played online or played at their school, and they'll take this opportunity to say, okay, well, look, maybe it's time for me to try out over-the-board chess. But yes, it's not just about the chess. There'll be, or not just about the tournaments. There'll be workshops throughout the week. And by the way, all this stuff is other than the tournaments themselves. It's all free, and you don't need to register. So if you go to the website, there's in the navigation bar at the top, one of the selections is public activities. If you click into that, you'll see the schedule of all the things that you can kind of come to the festival to try out. There's a lot of workshops. Puzzle rushes, which is just like chess puzzles where you do them as fast as possible. We have a giant chess board, Branduv, which is an ancient Irish board game. We'll have that as well to teach people that. So that's a bit of cultural heritage there. Yeah, hopefully, we're looking to get some interactive trad session, astronomy, as you say, the beach cleanup in conjunction with Clean Coasts. So yes, it's not just about the tournaments themselves. There's also some kind of education sort of things regarding chess. There's some non-chess activities going on. And we just, we want to bring some life. This is a time of year. This is an off-peak season. There's not necessarily a lot going on. And Enniscorn itself is perhaps a less well-traveled area of the county. So, we want to bring people to the area and give them something to do. And, again, schools get involved. We just want to animate the area and just give, put something on the table for people to come do.
Super. Give us the website again, Craig, for people to check out.
I'm sorry, say again?
Give us the website again for people to...
Sure. The website is sligochessfestival.com. And, anything about registering for the tournament, the schedule of public activities, anything else you want to see is on their email address for contact or phone number if you have any questions. So that should definitely be the main point of call.
Brilliant. Well, the Diamond Coast Hotel in Enniscorn is where the Sligo Chess and Culture Festival will take place from January 30th until February 8th. Craig DeBose, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.
Take care.